Okay, we're picking up the Mar Kuf Mem Tesla and Beis, where the very last line, the word now quoting the Pasuk again, describing what's going to happen to Nebuchadnezzar and Bavel, the punishment that they're going to receive, the Hemshech of the Agadita, the Bresha says, Eich Shavas Noge Shavsa Medhava, the person who's the oppressor, if you'd stop being that one, Medhava has been stopped, as Medhava is done. So, Mar Zamar Vida Merav, Shavsa Umadosha Amra, turning up to Hashem now, Midod Vahave, meaning that Bavel is no longer powerful, the nation of Bavel is no longer powerful, that they are the ones who used to say that Mador is to do measurement and behaved, bring it. They used to bring all the taxes and all the things that you have to bring, gold and silver, they used to force all the nations that they conquered to give them. They are no longer be able to do that. The Ikka da Amren, also those who say that Shamra Ma'od Ma'od Vehevi below Mida, that the nation used to say, bring more and more without measurement, and they weren't even nice about any tax system, they just made you give tons of money. So that is the lesson over here, is that we see that they are going to be punished, that they're stopping, they're not going to have the koch. Now, where it finishes off with one last teaching about Nebuchadnezzar, Viravu Yisrael. The pasuk says, "Additional greatness is given to me." He wrote on a line that was specifically a male line. He tied a snake to it. Which the pasuk says, and Yirmiyahu was talking about this. Yirmiyahu was telling a message to Klal Yisrael, and he was warning them not to fight with Babel. Hashem was going to give them to King Nebuchadnezzar. The message was Hashem was going to give them to people over wild beasts. And these wild beasts discussed over here were the ones that are referred to in Yirmiyahu. These two wild beasts are the ones that Nebuchadnezzar rode as a symbolic thing that the Klal Yisrael would be conquered eventually by Nebuchadnezzar. And now we're turning on to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo yiskor adam po'alim b'Shabbos. The person is not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos. We see that is the pasuk. Rashi says, Amim tel chetzecha v'deber davar, that it's part of doing business on Shabbos, therefore hiring a goy is going to be usher. This is even forbidden to hire work after Shabbos. It's also going to be part of Amira Lenachri. It's interesting, Rashi and Chulin, Rav Yashar just points out, Rashi and Chulin tells us another reason why this is usher. Really, Mitzvah Shavuos is that there's shlichus la'akum, that if a goy does work for you on Shabbos, l'chumra midirabana, there's going to be shlichus la'akum, and there'll be a big nafkamina, is let's say, can you tell him to do it before Shabbos? If you hold the shem b'tachavtzecha, then it might not necessarily be asr, as opposed to if you hold it shlichus la'akum, then you would. So we're machmer for both shitas. Rav Yashav thinks that even if you held it ikr time, it's only motzei chavtzecha, that also was a violation of that. So he thinks there's not even nafkamina between the two reasons, that wouldn't even exist, and for sure asr. By the way, whether you want to say that it's nafkamina or nafkamina, we are machmir, and we assume that you can't tell a goy to do malacha for you before Shabbos to do for you on Shabbos. So leimar dam lechaver lishkol apalim. You also can't tell your friend to hire workers for you. The Gemara is going to say that's pashut. That's part of that's lifnei yevre. Why could that be? Why should that even be a havamina? And the Gemara is going to discuss this. Ein mechashna tchum lishkol apalim lahavi peros. Also, you're not allowed to go to the end of the city boundaries. The city boundary, know that tchum Shabbos. The person is not allowed to go past 2,000 amos of where the city ends. That is called tchum Shabbos. So here, you're not allowed to go to the edge of it either on Shabbos in preparation to do something on motzi Shabbos for something that is not a mitzvah. You see, discussed it after. The only for something that's going to be a mitzvah, that's going to be that is going to be mutter. Or of a machshir chulishmar, you can go again. Here, it's talking about just going to the edge of the boundary is a preparation to do something after Shabbos. You can do it for just watching your peros. Rashi says because that's something that's mutter fundamentally to do on Shabbos. So therefore, if your vineyard, water, field, wherever it was in the 2,000 amos, you're allowed to guard your field. So then there's no problem with doing that. However, to go hire workers, that's usher to do fundamentally on Shabbos. Therefore, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the border on Shabbos. So maybe peros biyadun. Also, once you're already there, the ikar point was that you were watching, then you're allowed to come back and bring peros, because that wasn't your ikar kavana. Even though you're not allowed to be machshav al tum in order to take out unattached produce on Shabbos, this would be mutter. Klal Amar Rav Shalom Belo says that this is the general rule. Kol shani zakav am rasa rasa ni laachshav halav. Whatever I'm allowed to tell someone else to do, meaning that's not asr to do on Shabbos, I'm allowed to go at nightfall to the edge of the city and go be machshech al tchum. The Gemara is going to discuss, it seems to be almost exactly what the Tana that we just saw, Tana Kama, had suggested. So what exactly is different? The Gemara is going to talk about that now on the next daf, not on today's daf, really, beginning of Kufnun Aleph. So the Gemara now says, usually don't read the parentheses, but here just helps the question of Pshita, that here it's obvious to assume that you're not allowed to tell your friend. If you're not allowed to do something and hire the workers and kol shekein, your friend's not allowed to do it. Ma'ishna chaver, that if once I'm not allowed to do it, obviously my friend is not allowed to do it either. So the Gemara says, Papa chaver nachri. The Mishnah is referring to a friend who's a goy. Since a goy is not necessarily have to follow any halachas of Shabbos, so I would have thought maybe I could tell the goy to hire me workers of Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Maski chavashi. This also is pasha. The Mishnah wouldn't even tell us this chiddush because I'm really nachri shvus. We see that I'm really nachri is an isser that I wanted to do, and the Mishnah already told us that. Rashi points out the Mishnah already told us this in the earlier parak when it comes to doing kibbutz. Rabbi in the Mishnah tells us, Nachr Shabbat Chabos, we saw earlier that Nachr is coming to put out a fire. You can't tell him to do it for you to go put out the fire. So we see that already of Mir LeNachri. We see over here that there's a Shvus, Agav, there's a Sifri that seems to imply that there's maybe a Joshua Doresa that was quoted by different Rishonim and discusses whether the Ramban talks about that Slav Dafka, but others say maybe it actually is a Joshua Doresa that a Goy doing Malacha for you is a sister. We hold that it's a sister Rabbanan. But either way, that is an interesting Marmakov. The Mar continues, Amala Maravashi. So again, the question is that it shouldn't be Pasha that you're not allowed to tell a Goy to do work for you, that's a Nachri. So Rav Ashi says, no, afilu tima chaver Yisrael. Here we're discussing a case, we're talking about a Jew. And we're not talking about something that's going to be issued. I would have thought, HaKamash Malan, lo yomar adu mechaveros charli polim. The following chiddush is that you're not allowed to tell your friend to hire workers from me, aval omer lechavero nira shetamod imi la'erev. That you can tell him that you could do a remez over here. Should we check whether you want to join me after Shabbos? Meaning that this is not a lashon of like an explicit hiring. So you are implying that you want him to work for you after Shabbos, but you're not doing something explicitly. So therefore, it's not going to be asur on Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. And Tosos points out that this type of hiring, this type of remez is mutter whether it's a Jew or a non-Jew. That's, that you could tell the goy in a remez, like, oh, would you be interested in coming with me tonight? It's not explicitly referring to the work. That would be mutter. Masnis and money. And who is the author of our Mishnah? Okay, Rabbi Shua ben Karchad. The Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Karchad, the son of Rabbi Shua ben Karchad, says, Lo yomer adam l'chaveru anira shetamod imi la'erev. Someone is not allowed to say to his friend, are you allowed to... Can you see where you're going to join me this evening? That's the lashon that Rabbi Shimon Karchos is mutter. So now that's the Tanakh. Most is a disaster. I read Rabbi Shimon Karchos Omer Adam LaChaver Ani Rosh Hashanah Melarav. He holds that it's mutter to use that lashon as long as you're using this remez. Just do you think you want to come with me tonight? That obviously implying you want to work, but it doesn't have explicit. That's going to be mutter. The Gemara now continues. Omer Rabbi Baruchana Rabbi Yechanan Allah Rabbi Shimon Karchos Allah Father Rabbi Shimon Karchos. The Omer Rabbi Baruchana Rabbi Yechanan My Tamad Rabbi Shimon Karchos. What is the reason for Rabbi Shimon Karchos? The Chsevim Tachatzecha Ved. The pasuk says that you're going to go pursue business and speak again about doing business and speaking words that are not relevant to Shabbos. So dibur aser, hear her mutter. Here, specifying the words of what does it say? Daber davar. It sounds like only speaking about chol is going to be aser. However, here you're allowed to have only thoughts of a work of thoughts of chol. Thoughts of chol are not going to be aser. So here, the fact that what has it applied to our case? Here, the fact that only be merames. I'm only hinting to the guy that I want him to work for me. So it's ki'ilu. That's only like a lashon of thinking about it. It's not explicit, so it's going to be like it's a hinting, and therefore hinting is going to be hear her, and hear her is mutter to do on Shabbos. Rabbi Neil just points out, quoted by the Beis Yosef, is that not? You can't just say that hear her mutter that every, by the way, the song we sing this hear her mutter l'shadeh chabanos. We're going to get into these that gemara. It's all based on this gemara over here. That whole song, that paragraph of the song rather, is based on this gemara. So. Either way, hirurim muturim does not mean you can think about whatever you want. If anything is going to cause you anxiety or think about work or anything like that, he thinks that that's still going to be us. It just means here are things of chol, which generally you didn't necessarily speak about, but it's not going to cause you any anxiousness or any anxiety. That would be mutur to at least think about on Shabbos. Another way could be Rami le rav acha b'ravuna l'ravah. Mi'amar Rabbi Yochanan dibur aser hirurim muturim. Rabbi Yochanan really say that speaking is going to be us, but thinking is going to be permitted on Shabbos. Alma hirur lav kedibur. That implies that we don't Halacha give the status of speaking the same status of thinking about something is going to be this, like here or kedibur. The whole sugi we saw in Gemara and Brachos. But the Gemara says that's really true though. That Rabbi Yochanan paskin that it's allowed to think about Torah everywhere except for a bathhouse and a bathroom. So this seems to imply that Rabbi Yochanan is machmir about thinking about holy words of Torah in a bathroom. So isn't that mean that a hearer is somewhat kedibur? Why should he hold that it's usher to think about it if it's nothing? So the Gemara answers, no. Shani hasam debinan v'emachanecha kadosh v'leika. There, Pasuk says that you should have holiness. However, Rashi points out, when it comes to mitzvah daber davar, specifically is emphasizing the fact that you should speak is the issue, that speaking is the issue. So really, there is some shaychas between what you're thinking about and what you're saying. So, but however, over here, there's a specific zeros kasuv tells you only that speaking is going to be usher, whereas generally when you're thinking about Torah in the bathroom, it's still going to be problematic because that is not a good thing to be doing. That's not holiness, is thinking about Torah. The Gemara says, but wait a second, hachanamik sevu lo yirah b'cha ervas davar. Here too, the pasuk says that you should not see anything a davar. The Gemara is assuming right now that davar is lashon of dibur, that it's speaking. It implies that only speaking is going to be usher in the bathroom and not thinking about divrei Torah. So therefore, the Gemara gives a different answer. Because of this, the second half of the pasuk of Lerbach Zavar, there's a different drush. It's not about speaking versus thinking. Rather, Damar Rav Yehuda holds, Ovid Kachavim Aram Osra Lekros Kriyat Shema Kedagna. If you have a person who's naked in front of you, who's an even a non-Jew who's naked in front of you, you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema in front of him. So the Gemara says that, why do you have to say the Kiddush about a non-Jew? Obviously, even if a Jew is naked, you're not allowed to read Kriyat Shema in front of him. So the Gemara says, no, Lom Bei Kamar. There's no Kiddush by a Jew. I'm saying a bigger Kiddush, that by a non-Jew who's naked in front of you, you're not allowed to say Kriyat Shema, because Lom Bei Yisrael to Asr. It's Pashat that Yisrael is going to be Asr because that's Erva. However, Avalu Kachamim Kivan Chsibbe Asher Basar Chomim Bisaram. Pasuk says in Yechezkel, comparing the body of a non-Jew, it says the lashon that their flesh is like donkeys. That's the whole shoshon about their zera also. The whole Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara Ksuba says about that. Okay, but I'm not going to get into that so much right now. But either way, we see that they're somewhat in certain context, they're compared to animals. So the Gemara says that Ima Shabidama, I would have thought that it's not like an erva. It's just halachic, it's like an animal. So therefore, Gemara says, Kamash Mulan, the Rabbi Yehuda has to teach you that's not true, that really there is erva. Why? Because Gemara says, Ima Chanami, it's a valid hapamir. The Pasuk says explicitly that they're like animals. Gemara says, no, because Amar Krav, erva saviyam lo ra. There are friends too. When it came to Noach, Noach was not a Jew. Noach was not a Jew, the lashon of erva. So it says that they didn't see. So therefore, Valoy Racha, erva davar. The fact that you can't see something of erva is referring to erva similar to that of Noach, who's not Jew. So it's called halachic erva, and therefore reading in front of erva is also, that's how we pass it. A person's not allowed to read in front of the erva, in front of, not just when the erva is when you see the erva, but even if the erva is, you can't see it in front of you, it's in front of your vision, and even if you're looking the other way a little bit, if you turn around completely, that's okay, but if you're not, that is very problematic. The whole Siman Ayin Hey discusses different ervas that are problematic, a woman not covering her hair, a woman wearing short sleeves. All Shaila is about making brachos in those contacts if you have someone who's exposed. So now the Gemara continues. But now going back to the Shaila we just mentioned before, is it really Asr to speak about everything that's not related to Shabbos on Shabbos? V'har of Chisar of Menuna, Darmat Havayar of Chisar of Menuna said the following, Cheshbon Hashem Mitzvah Motel Cheshbon Shabbos, that it is motive to make calculations for the sake of a mitzvah on Shabbos. So here it's explicitly speaking about things. It's talking about Cheshbonus, calculations of whatever it might be, taking money. Number Lazar, we're going to discuss this. Post comes stuck with Nimash Shabbos. You're allowed to say, to raise money for tzedakah, who's giving $100, $200, sell the aliyahs, things like that. Also, you can deal with matters that involve potential danger. So Rashi says it's not explicit pikuach nefesh. Rashi says that it's maybe a suffix pikuach nefesh, because pikuach nefesh is pasha. You don't need to tell you that. But pikuach rav mishabbos, also if you have things that are needed for the public, Rashi discusses it as something that you have to go to the authorities to discuss something that's concerning people, that you'll be able to help them. Rav mishabbos also go to shul to say different things that are of public problems, the area you need to be fixed, things like that, or something that requires, let's say, whatever, something that needs to be taken care of after Shabbos. From Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, holchin litarios, or the karkosos, or the karkosos, the pakal eske rav mishabbos, Rashi has a different type of stadiums and things like that, these three things, in order to go to the things that the public needs to take care of on Shabbos. Also, you can arrange for the girls to get married on Shabbos, even though that requires a kinyan. That's part of the Seder also. That's part of the song. So you have to teach, if you're going to teach someone a lamdo sefer, to teach him something, or if you teach him a job, if you want to start teaching him the craft of a job, because we know that's part of the mitzvah, right? The Moran Kedushin learns out a mitzvah avala ben is to teach him a parnasa, so he shouldn't steal from people. So that also is mutter to do in the context of Shabbos. So again, all these things we're speaking out. It's not just we're thinking about it, we're speaking it out. So how is that mutter? So the Moran answers, Amar Kra, Mitzvah Chatzacha Vedavar Davar, Chavetzech Asrim, Chavetzei Shamayim Mutarim, that only your dealings are going to be Asr. However, Chavetzei Shamayim, what is done for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is going to be Mutter. There's a very big shaila. Is this drasha a giloy of a din d'oraisa? Meaning, it's the pasuk in Yeshayahu. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. So is it only an iser d'arbanan mitzvah chavtzicha, or is it an iser potentially d'oraisa? Some rishonim, a lot of rishonim seem to more than you would think. Actually, a few. I think it's Tosfos even over here even. And another Rishon, I think Yireim, both seem to understand that this is an Isser D'Oraisa, and Yeshayahu was just telling you what the Torah was already telling was really Usher. Others say, no, it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Either way, it's something you're trying to be avoided, and it's really the Rambam writes. It's not just included is business matters, but anything that's not relevant to Shabbos that will cause you somewhat of Agam Nefesh, or things that aren't relevant to Shabbos, to try to be avoided on Shabbos. However, if there's a tzorach of its own egg, to, let's say, for potentially talk about a sports game, it might not be necessarily mimtzah chatzicha. Yeah, there's a way to get around that shaila specifically, because it might enjoy it and it might not be the worst thing to talk about that. I want to ask the Rav in that circumstance. Now the more continues. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, cheshbono shel malach v'shel mabekach mutar cheshbon Shabbos. The type of cheshbonos, the calculations of something, Rashi is going to, we're going to see what that is. is what exactly these are. That something is, what is it to you, or what is it literally, is what it's translated, allowed to be made on Shabbos. So what exactly are we talking about? Let's just go to Rashi now. Rashi says, we're talking about, someone says like an Eitzah, that's not Shayach, but you know it's like not really, it's like, oh, if you want to buy that property, it's going to be $1 million to build a house on that property, on the empty property of theirs. So it's not Shayach, it's not, the guy wasn't considering it, just discussing in the course of the conversation, that is not going to be Asher. Again, as I mentioned, it's not the Chachilah to talk about these on Shabbos. Ideal of Shabbos, we discussing holy on him, but the person was stuck, one person that wants to talk about that, it was not going to be necessarily Asher. So the Gemara says, so Tana Mahach, we seem to arrive from the Brisa. The Brisa tells us, if you have calculations, things that happened or that will happen in the future, you don't mention that, again, Rashi says, again, what's going to be, those type of things, here is you actually, what will be in the future, is that you might actually consider building, and that's going to be Asr. Shamalach, Amr Shamalavakach, those are going to go to the Chash, and the Brisa says, explicitly, those are going to be Mutter and Shabbos. So now the Gemara says, Ramina, that we have a steer though. The Brisa seems to say otherwise. The Brisa seems to be saying that it's going to be Asr. You're only allowed to make calculations of things that are not needed, but you're allowed to make calculations of things that aren't needed. B'Shabbos, sorry, continuing with Shabbos. The Gemara says, Ketza, so what is going to be an example? This Omer Adam Machaber, you could tell your friend, Kachach, one of the Tzitzel Atzad to do, that I spent, $1,000 to hire all these workers for the field. Kachach, the Gemara says, Tzitzel Atzad to do. You can say, I spent so many dinars on building this, house. That's how much the labor cost for me to build the house. But lawyer, my lover, you can't tell them. This is what I spent. This price says that one is allowed to say how much money he spent to something that already happened. You're allowed to say, that's the Iker Kash over here, that you're allowed to say how much you spent. The Brisa right before said that you're not allowed to say, that's saying how much you previously spent is usher, according to the previous Brisa. So the Mar now answers, and Mar says, but according to what you are saying, that what you said is the Brisa itself seems to be a contradiction. Because the first Brisa says that things that happen are going to be mutter, and then it says that of Mabakach is going to be, Mabakach will be mutter, but things of the before, of what you had spent is going to be usher. The Brisa itself seems to be sosur itself. Before you get into the distinction between the Brisas, the Mar says, Ela had the ikka agra de ikra gabei. So the answer to this is that we're talking about the fact that we say that we're talking about in the discussion of what happened previously. We're saying what happened previously is something where we had the workers, the amount, the payment they're going to pay the workers with you. You didn't actually pay them yet. So you didn't pay them yet, even though you know that you have to pay them $1,000, but that's going to be usher. However, if you already paid them, then that is not going to be usher, that's going to be okay. That's what the Gemara's answer for the steer of the Mishnah, of the Braises, and the seeming steer between the Mishnah, the Braise itself. Now the Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, in Mechashim, not allowed to go, you're not allowed to go by the entrance of the exit of the city, the boundary of the city, in order to hire workers. The Gemara says, turn around quoting the Braise. Meisa b'chassid echad, there once was a very holy Jew. A big chassid, he's a holy Jew. The hole was breached in the fence of it on his field. He started to think about it. He wanted to fix the breach of the fence in Shabbos. So Viniska Shabbos, so he remembered, wait, it's Shabbos. Or he wanted to fix it even after Shabbos. He didn't want to think about this on Shabbos. So now, Nimna also chassid lo gadra. So he even refrained in his mindset. That's a lot of explain. That even he was even just thinking about it. That's why he was so pious. He was so holy that he was so careful not to even think about fixing the field, the breach in the fence. And what happened? When Nasan and the miracles performed in his vow, so it's slaf, and it's slaf came on him. Slaf came to his property. And was able to provide for his whole family, because the slaf is a very expensive thing. Selling the Gemara brachos, there's three Rashi quotes over here. Elam got and Gering and Ketzer and Varchin. The Gemara discussed what bracha make, because it's three different parts to it. So it's a very chashuv tree. So here apparently he was able to sell them and make a lot of money. So a beautiful pshat, the fascinating one from the Arizal and the Gilgulim. He says that this person, this chassid echad, was a Gilgad of tzlafchad. And the lashon is it fits beautifully because it's a tzlaf chad. One tzlaf was saved for this guy. That's literally the lashon of tzlafchad. And here was his tikkun that tzlafchad violated Shabbos. Right? That's what the Gemara tells us. That's what Rashi quotes in Chumash, that he violated Shabbos, and that's why he became v'chet omeis. But no tzlafchad is saying he died, and we didn't have any male children, so we should get the portion that he died. Rashi says over there because he died because he was the mekosher sheitzim. He violated Shabbos. So this person was a tikkun for that gilgal. He was so machmer and hilchos Shabbos that even thinking about things. Motzei Shabbos, to think about fixing it, he didn't do. And that's why he was rewarded with the Slav Chad, with his name, Slav Chad, in the one caper bush. Fascinating shot from the Sefer Gugul and from the Arizal. The Mark is now Amar Vidam or Shmuel. Motzei Adam Lomar Lachavira, Lekraf Poni Amelech Lemachar. that it's permitted to a person say to his friend, I'm going to a certain city tomorrow. Even though, let's say, Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak is very far from me, I'm saying, I'm going to Bnei Brak tomorrow. So why is that? Why am I allowed to do that? Because Sh'im Yesh Borgadin Holech. Even if there's not, it's outside the Tchum. The Tchum goes, so the rule is, the city goes as far as there are houses. If there's more than a 70 amos stretch with a break, then you're not allowed to walk past that. That's considered the end of the city limit. You're no longer allowed to walk past that. So really, for us, not so much again. Like to walk, let's say, in your city, you could really walk because there's houses all over. Let's say in the up north in the Catskills and in the mountains and things like that, where you're going there is much more shayach to have a problem walking out to the city because you don't have 70 amos a lot of times. So that would be a problem. So can I say I'm going somewhere outside of the Tchum Shabbos? Because in Yerushalayim Burgan, if there are huts, if there are houses all the way across, then you are allowed to go. So I'm allowed to say, I'm driving. That's Asr, because driving is a malacha. So I'm not allowed to say, oh, I'm going to drive Motzei Shabbos, or you're driving Motzei Shabbos to X and X place. That's Asr. However, I could say, are you going? Are you going to Bnei Brak? Are you going to wherever, Riverdale? Wherever you're going to be going, the shadows, are you going somewhere? So there's a fascinating chiddush Rav Ulig wanted to suggest, is that first of all, then can I say I'm going to France? How far does this go? So the halacha is, Rav Ulig was suggesting, based on the fact that you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go in a body of water, so there's no way to go through a body of water. So anywhere that's connected by a landmass should be mutter to say that you're going to. So let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, you could say that you're going to Europe. I'm going to Europe tomorrow. I'm going to Europe on Tuesday. Even though it's clear that you're indicating that you're flying, but since you could set up Borgadin, that is going to be mutter. So I once was speaking to Talmud Chacham about this Rav Ulig. I heard B'Shem Rav Ulig, actually. I'll just clarify. I never heard Rav Ulig say this himself. Someone said B'Shem Rav Ulig, this idea. So I was just talking to Talmud Chacham about this one time, and he told me, he asked a good question that he thought that maybe that's the only thing that you could physically get to theoretically, but something you can't physically get to in a 24-hour period, maybe that's still be Yasser. However, I saw, very happy to see, Rav Yashiv seemed to say the exact shot of Rav Ulig as well. Rav Ulig added to that, he said then what comes out as an afkamina is, can you say that you're going from Eretz Yisrael or to America or vice versa? And it would depend that during the year, because Alaska and Russia is like a 1 mile border. There's the tip of Russia and Alaska is a 1 mile border. During the winter, it freezes. So if it freezes, you're able to walk. So during the winter, you can say that you're going from Eretz Yisrael to America. Fascinating shot, because only then is it connected. But during the summer months, where it's not connected, it's going to be usher to say that you're going from Eretz Yisrael to I'm going to Israel tomorrow. I'm going to Israel on Wednesday. That's going to be problematic because it's clear there's no way to get there without a isser. The whole idea over here is that there's a heter way to do it, and you're not really fundamentally talking about an isser malacha. That is a fascinating din that the Gemara discusses over here. Now the Gemara says, quoting a Mishnah, it's not. The Mishnah says, "In mechashkan al-tum, miskapalim avi peris." So the Mishnah seems to be against it. We're not going to ask a kashna from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to go to the end of the boundary to hire workers or to bring produce. Where it says Bishka Liskar Polim. So now I get the halacha when it says that you're not allowed to hire workers to Shabbos on Matzirka, because on Shabbos itself I'm not allowed to hire any workers. The Lahavi Paris, though, according to this, though, to Havi Paris to bring produce, Lema She'im Yesham Mechitzos. Maybe that if there are Mechitzos, if there are walls, you're allowed to bring it. So then I'll allowed to be able to carry the Paris. So it shouldn't be us, or should be allowed to go Mashach Al Tum for this din, for carrying Paris, for carrying produce. Where it says, no, this halacha is said specifically by attached produce, because there it's going to be usher to detach on Shabbos. And since there's no way for you to detach it on Shabbos itself, you're not allowed to be mashgach al tum, not allowed to go on Shabbos until after Shabbos is over to go to the edge of the city. Where it says v'atana Rabbi Yosha, and where has another kasha. So we answer the Mishnah. We have another kasha based on the brace of Rabbi Yosha taught us. He says in mashgach al tum la'avi tevin v'kash. So the Gemara says similar halacha is, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the boundary to bring for yourself a process straw, one type of straw or a whole straw. So the Gemara says, I understand when it comes to process straw, bishkachas on the chuber. So if the process straw is attached to the ground, then obviously it would make sense that you're not allowed to go mashach al tchum, because there's no heter way to do it on Shabbos, so therefore it's going to be dibur davar. It's an issue of something you can't fix on Shabbos. However, elatemma, when it comes to process straw already, heichim bishkachas la. So when it comes to the whole straw was the one we were talking about. When it comes to process straw over here, what's going to be the case? It's going to be answered. The chuber, it's already detached from the ground. There should be no shiloh over here. So more answers. Betabnisa, sorry. Betabnisa is like this smelly, very bad type of a straw, which is muktzamach was gufo. It has no purpose for you on Shabbos whatsoever. Since muktzamach gufo, there's no heter to move it, no heter to touch it. So therefore, for that type of thing, you're not allowed to go mashach al tchum. That's what the Brice is referring to. The Gemara says one more raya tried to give against what Shmuel told us. Tashma, we have a raya that one more raya we're going to try to prove machish tein al tchum for galas iske kalav iske ames, that you're allowed to go at nighttime to go to the edge of the boundary for kala, for bride, or for someone who's dead to take care of them. Al iske kala ames in al iske achrala. This implies that only for this mitzvah of a bride or a dead person you're allowed to go. However, someone else, you're not allowed to go. The Gemara says Mishnah Hodeh B'Kala. So now I understand halacha, the Mishnah's chiddush, that it's coming someone else who's similar to that of a kala to a bride, because Mishkachal makes it like asa. what's the case where it's going to be mutter for kala but not someone else, is that you're dafka cutting the asa is always the hadas, the hadasina we have on the myrtle branch that we always have on sukkahs that they used to have over there, that was part of the, they used to set that up for the wedding ceremony. So that cutting is not mutter on Shabbos. However, for the heter, for the tzoras on the mitzvah of kala, you can go to the edge of the city and then go outside the tzumah as soon as Shabbos is over. Ella mace my ninus, but when it comes to a mace, the dead person, what is that talking about? What's the case of the mace? Is to bring the, you know, the coffin and the shroud you need to bring for the dead body. So Victari mace in Abalachalo. So it says by Mishnah telling you by the dead person, yes, but someone else, no. So the Gemara says, but what someone else, what issue is there by getting an aron? An aron is just a coffin. And the shrouds is conveyor, and that's the shroud. Those aren't books, so why can't you go get those for a regular person? If there was proper machitzos and it was properly enclosed, it would be mutter to carry within that area itself. So the Gemara says, Mace Lam Mishkathas La the Mizza Leglima. You could also find a case when it comes to the mace. A dead person you can find a different case, is that if you have to cut the Mizza Leglima to cut up his the coat for him, a proper coat, the garment that had to be done that he's going to be buried in. So this garment had to be cut up for him. So that is only going to be mutter. If you have to cut it up, it's only going to be mutter for a mace, the tzorach mitzvah. However, something needs to be cut up for anyone else, that is good for the chiddush. So that would be usher for them to go to the edge of the city, to the border of the city, and then go out on motzi Shabbos. Now the Gemara is going to ask on this idea of al machash notchum, to go by nightfall to the edge of the border of the city. So the Gemara now asks, wait a second, you didn't make havdalah yet. So how could it be that right after Shabbos is over, you're going to go do malachav, keep on walking past the 2,000 amos? Is a person is usher to take care of what you need to do before you make avdala. They're going to say that maybe he made it tefillah shmona esrei. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudah Mar Shmuel says that someone who says avdala in shmona esrei still has to say it over a cup of wine. You suggest that he already said avdala lakos. He said it, so Gemara was suggesting you already daven. So when you daven, there's two parts of it. You have davening and the Havdalah, you have the Havdalah and Shmona Esrei and Havdalah ala kos. But the Gemara is, the Iker really is the Havdalah ala kos. The only reason that the Gemara and Brachos get more details of that, the only reason that they said it is because when they had no money, they instituted that you could say it in Shmona Esrei. But the Iker is the Tefillah ala kos. So the Gemara says over there, Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel said that even if you're davening, you still have to, can't do malacha, can't do anything. You still need to do Avdala Lakos. Bechina to Avdala Lakos. The Gemara says, Kos B'shanam Eikos. The Gemara says, no, you really did. You made Avdala on the wine, on the cup of wine. The Gemara says, where in the field? You're talking about, the guy walked 2,000 amos to the edge of the city. So you're in a field at the edge of the city. Where in the world are you getting a cup of wine? So the Gemara suggests one. So the Gemara says, Rav Nasa, Rav, maybe this was talking about this, which was discussing in case of Beinagit Hashanah, this was talking about the wine pressing season, and you talk, we're in a vineyard, and you're able to get wine to make Havdala. That's a big kukimta. So the Gemara suggests maybe another answer. The Gemara says, Amrle, Abba, Rabbi Abba, Rav Ashi, Marav, in Marava, they said a different tarot to this kasha. Mavdal Mekodesh Lechol, no. If you just say Mavdal, Barach Mavdal Mekodesh Lechol, then Vavdina Tzorach, and you're allowed to take care of what you needed. This is only going to be mutter if it's Arai Agav, and some Rishonim even said that you actually have to say Shem Umavas. We don't say that. We say Baruch Madam Kol Shachol. You're allowed to do things by Arai in a situation where you needed to do it. Just not last time. It's not some Heter. People do some Heter. It should only be in a pressing manner when you need to take care of it. Amar Vashik, Yavina Berav Kana, Avayamar Madam Kol Shachol, and tell us Silsa that he also would do this. He would say Baruch Madam Kol Shachol, and then he would chop the wood. Again, Shalom, what you said, Shem Umavas, we hold, I have a chance to double check this, but I think we hold that you do not make Bracha. You just say Baruch Madam Kol Shachol. And then you do that. So we do this every shop, every time we do this, by the way, because we say atafon atanu. We use it, we rely on that to then light a fire before by definition, you have to do malacha before you do avdala. So that's okay. But Rabbi Yosher just pointed out that if a person didn't daven for a reason, not able to daven, and he has to make avdala first, so then he really should be machmir to make sure to say Baruch Hamad. So that's why we don't have to say Baruch Hamad, because you said it in Shmoneh Esrei. But if you didn't daven, Rabbi Yosher points out that you should say Baruch Hamad Mekol Shechol before you make Avdalah. That's like, if a woman has to make for whatever reason, or for someone or whatever reason not able to daven, and you can do a straight Avdalah, so you have to say Baruch Hamad before you light the fire to prepare for Motzi Shabbos for Avdalah. Okay, Mirz Hashem will pick up with a long mitzvah after this. I'll pick up with Kalam and Rabbi Shalom, Mirz Hashem tomorrow.